and there were a lot of.
I was going to ask you to tell me a little about your mother and your father, if you could, the same sort of information on their birthplace, education, occupation.
My mother was born in Knoxville, Tennessee, and my father was born in Eldred, Pennsylvania. My father was born, my grandfather, his father was, had some Indian blood in him from one of the Eastern tribes. He was a little dark-haired man. And my mother was a big Irish, her grandmother was a big Irish woman. And they said she had bright red hair. I, of course, never saw her. And my mother's father came out here, and my aunt is still living on the ranch that he homesteaded, which is just as you go up the hill if you're going out toward Fort Washakie, the last house is. And she came out with my aunt, who's living there now, after he had settled here. There, they had been living, being taken care of by their brother, and he, after lingering for quite a while, died from a knife wound from a fight that he got into at the factory where he worked. So then they came to their father because their mother had died too. So that's why I ask about the ancestry, because some of the expressions that they would use were so contrary to expressions my father would use. Like he told of my mother being just really upset because she'd go to the store for cornmeal, yellow cornmeal. That's what they fed to the pigs in Tennessee. White cornmeal is what people ate. And it's an expression like a sack. She called it a poke and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, there's probably maybe some of that will show up in your speech too.
I don't know. My mother died when I was about 5, so I really didn't have a lot of influence on her growing up.
Do you know much about her education, her occupation? I guess she was
Yeah, she was just a, she was a rancher's wife. And I think she was through school when they moved here. She's 8 years older than my aunt, but Aunt Riva did go to school here in Lander and out at Milford. Have you found out where Milford is?
I've looked all over the map, but I don't think that one showed up.
As you go out of town and climb the hill and come to an intersection just before you get to the bridge that puts you on the reservation, there was a settlement called Milford there.
Uh-huh.
There is a grocery store at the cross section there at this time. And there what used to be a schoolhouse sitting there. In fact, I think they've got a rural fire department thing right where the schoolhouse used to be. The church used to be. The schoolhouse was across the road. But there used to be a little church out there too.
That's not on the map now, is it?
Probably not.
I didn't see it.
I haven't had occasion to look for Milford, so I haven't looked for it. Yes, out there anyhow.
You could tell me a little about your mother's social contacts, or do you know much about that?
Well, I know that she was friendly with the neighboring ranch wives and so forth, you know, and I believe they had a little group that would get together, kind of like the Extension Club ladies today, and exchange ideas once in a while.
And your father, you mentioned his birthplace. Perhaps you can tell me a little about his education and